I'm Jeff Collins, and this is the Homestretch on CBC 1010. Also between now and the news, John Osler and Jeremy Hexham continue their exercise in on-air decision-making. Both will cast a vote next month for the new leader of their party, the Conservative Party of Canada. Right now it's 22 minutes after 5. I should tell you, too, I forgot the mailing address, and that always annoys people who still use the mail. And that is CBC Radio, Box 2640 in Calgary, T2P. 2M7. Right now we're 22 past 5 o'clock, the temperature in Calgary at minus 11. Belinda Stronach took her fight for the leadership of the new Conservative Party to Quebec this weekend. She faces one big problem in La Belle Province. She does not speak French.
Bonsoir. Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Quel plaisir d'être de nouveau à Québec. Je ne parle pas beaucoup français, mais je promets d'étudier et de travailler fort afin de pouvoir écouter mon concitoyen et leur parler dans nos deux langues officielles.
As Belinda Stronach, promising to learn French if she becomes leader, the party doesn't have a lot of members in Quebec, but it is key to winning the leadership. John Osler is a former Progressive Conservative, and Jeremy Hexham is a former Canadian Alliance member. Both have agreed to pop in for a visit every couple of weeks between now and that crucial vote in March. Hello to you both.
Bonjour, Jeff. Bonjour, Jeff.
I knew that was coming. Can a unilingual candidate win this leadership? John?
Absolutely, because winning the leadership has nothing to do with speaking French and English. It has everything to do with organization. And strategically, the Stronach campaign has made a great decision, and that is go in Quebec, organize the ridings, and try to win as many votes as possible, because if you're successful in Quebec, you've got a very, very good shot at winning the leadership.
What do you think? Is that a fatal flaw in Belinda Stronach?
No, I agree. I don't think you have to learn. You don't have to speak French. I think you just have to make an attempt to learn French. I mean, Preston Manning didn't speak French, and he made a considerable attempt to learn French. I don't think he ever did learn French, but he went in there. And he got some support from people, and if nothing else, at least attempting to speak French.
But then, John, you get the example of Joe Clark. Joe's French was never he actually became very fluent. He just never sounded very fluent.
But Joe Clark was successful in Quebec not just because he spoke French. Mm. Joe made an effort to understand Quebec and Canada and how Quebec fit into Confederation. And just because you speak French doesn't mean you understand that dynamic. And just because you don't speak French doesn't mean that you can't. And so I think this fixation with having bilingual leaders has got to go. We need leaders that understand Canada, the territories, the provinces, and how each one of those fits into the Confederation.
Can I ask, Jeremy, how successful has Belinda Stronach been in attracting the bulk of the public attention? Certainly, I'm seeing a lot more of her than I am of either Stephen Harper or Tony Clement.
Exactly, and I think she's getting all the attention. I haven't heard or seen a lot about the other two, and I mean, I've shown you an article from The Sun that was on this Thursday, which has a photograph of her standing next to a guy who's wearing a yellow shirt that says "Better than Viagra," and I think that's pretty sad that the media has giving her all this attention, and they have given her all this attention, but they're not really showing what she's doing or how she's doing it. But I mean, it's always what she's wearing. It's not on policy. Mm. It's not on what people have to say, or what she's saying, or any of that information. And I think it's pretty sad that that's where it's going down to.
So, is this, John? Does this look like a setup to you? Did nobody spot this guy standing next to her and say, "Excuse me, Mister, can you move out of the sight of the cameras?"
Well, love you dearly,
but you know.
Well, who knows? But I mean, it was a photo op made for some photographer who wanted to make a name for himself. Look, the media has. Belinda Stronach has garnered a lot of attention because people want to pay attention to her. She's new, she's dynamic, and she represents a departure from the staid old PC and Alliance Party leaderships, but they have been merciless. I mean, last week they talked about Belinda Stronach being on the road and mentioned that while she's on the road, her children are taken care of by a nanny. Now, name one male candidate that has ever been asked about child care while he's traveling on the road. I think it's awful,
and the
media's got some responsibility here.
And are the other two just as happy? Sorry, Jeremy, you wanted to get in?
I just wanted to say that, I mean, I agree with that. I'd like to know, I want to know as much about Belinda, Tony, and Stephen as I can, but I mean, yes, I want to know she has kids, but does it really matter who's looking after her kids? Who's looking after Stephen's kids? And what about Tony's
Tony
kids?
Clement, yeah.
I don't know anything about Tony. I would like to get more information about Tony Clement.
Are the other two, are Harper and Clement, being smart politicians, just as happy to have the limelight off them at this point? John?
Oh, sure. They don't want the limelight. They'd rather let one other candidate have all of it. No, this is this is working out horribly for them. I don't think they know what to do. And that's, I mean, they can't get their message out. They can't get their policies across. I think this is an awful scenario for them that they didn't contemplate. And I don't think their campaigns know how to deal with it.
Well, they don't have a lot of time, right? This vote's near the end of March. Mm-hmm. So, Jeremy, not happy to have all the attention on Ms. Stronach?
I don't think any of them would be happy about it, but I think there's other means that they could use, which is the email and the website. And I mean, I've signed up to both Belinda's website, Stephen's website, and I haven't heard a thing from them. And Tony Clement, well, it doesn't really have much of a website, but I mean, they could be contacting us that way and through the mail.
John, are you hearing from any of the campaigns? I mean, are they down to that point where they're trying to woo individual influential conservatives?
I haven't
Note
heard
I any. Say you were an influential conservative.
Well, thank you. I appreciate maybe not after what I just said. I have heard from none of the leadership campaigns.
Who are you leaning towards? I mean, we know now there will be only three because the deadline was Friday. So these are the three you've got. Who are you leaning towards? Oh, look at this. They're looking
no
at each other.
Nobody first.
Wants to show that card.
Okay.
I'm leaning, I think, to Belinda Stronach, largely because I know where she stands on health care. I know where she stands on same-sex marriage. And her campaign throughout has been, the theme has been, she is going to try to understand all of Canada. She's going to try to learn French. She's going to try to be a good leader of a party and make a and represent a viable alternative to
the
Liberals.
That's not a bad pitch. What about you, Jeremy?
I'm in the same boat. I know Stephen Harper quite well. I actually was one of his assistants during the original campaign for leadership of the Conservative Party or the Canadian Alliance. I spent 6 weeks traveling with him, so I know him quite well. Belinda's getting all this media attention, so she's not hard to follow. Tony Clement, I'd love to hear more about him. And maybe as the campaign goes on and I start to hear from the different camps, I might change my support. But Belinda Stronach has my support at this point.
See, she's done that campaign has done a good job on the two of you. I'll be curious to see where that ebbs and flows. We'll gather in a couple of weeks.
Sounds
okay,
good, Jeff.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That's John also. John's a former member of the Progressive Conservatives. Jeremy Hexham, as he just said, a former Canadian Alliance member. Now, we'll check in with both of them in a couple of weeks for an update on the race to lead the Conservative Party of Canada.